Andrews.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show. You're listening to me, Paul Andrews, and a stonkingly gorgeous Jill Serkin.
Hello.
All right. We're going to talk to Jane in a couple of minutes from the Long Dog Shop, but I just want to cover a couple of things, catch up with stuff. Twitter's gone bonkers today. It's
very
gone
busy.
Absolutely bonkers, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Steph Young has come back. We were talking about South Africa. Thank you for the shout out. We're currently on 7.5 hours of no electricity a day. Takes me right back to the 70s, that.
But, you know, with South Africa, it's such a beautiful country. It's got this wealth of minerals and great weather, and it can grow things, you know. I mean, Africa is the breadbasket of the world, it could be.
Yeah.
But the corruption, it's so sad.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, we're sending our love.
I see you're trying to blag a free car then.
Yeah.
She's tweeting everywhere, I need a Lexus self-charging car.
I've got a monthly budget.
Yeah, Lexus are the most expensive thing that you can buy as well. Yeah, they're really expensive.
The trouble is that I like... I don't know why, but I just like nice things.
I tell you,
I'm drawn to nice.
I'll tell you, they're not cheap. They're not cheap. But I tell you, I saw a Volvo S90, which has a full recharger and recharging under braking and everything. Gorgeous cars.
Okay, I'll have a look. Were they cheaper?
No. And none of these cars are cheap.
I know.
That's the problem.
Know,
they're not cheap.
Yeah. Well. I think what you're doing is quite good by hiring or leasing, because things might change in the next couple of years. So have you hired yours for 3 years?
Four,
okay. And, of course, we've got Chips and Dinks to sort out any... Chips and Dinks are regular listeners, and they sort out any little scratches that you have on your car. And they did my alloys.
Not just little scratches, they did dirty great big dings and dents as well.
Oh, yeah, like Amanda's.
I didn't say that. Amanda, I didn't say that. I didn't say that. It wasn't me at all. She said that, not me.
Apparently Amanda said it was a little dink and dent, and then when they saw it, they thought it was bigger than that. You know.
I'm not getting involved.
I hope she doesn't reverse her horse in that way.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sure she doesn't.
High 3 Network Small Business Meetups on the 15th of February at 10:30 a.m. The next small business meetup event at the Canterbury Christchurch University. This networking event features a business coach delivering a session on confident communication, a talk on 3 barriers to commercial confidence, and a workshop on sales for non-salespeople. We end with a demonstration of our new cutting-edge Rococo motion capture suits. Refreshments are provided and the opportunity to network with amazing businesses and creatives. To book your tickets, eventbrite.co.uk/HI3Network. Check it out. 15th of February, Canterbury Christchurch University.
That sounds really good.
Mm.
There's an experienced small animal vet, Mark Rowland, who specialises in treating exotic animals. Maybe I should take you along, Paul.
Yeah, exactly.
He's been appointed by Pennard Vets to lead its exotic department, which has 7 practices across Kent. Mark is an advanced practitioner in zoological medicine and has 25 years veterinary experience. I've always said
Do you think he could revive a rat?
No, not the way it was, no. He called it, and then my new husband was asking how big it was. He wanted to know all about it. And I said, literally, I had a great big shovel and I was gagging while I was doing it. And there was blue bottles all around it. It was rather ghastly. Anyway, Mark is an advanced practitioner in zoological medicine. He couldn't revive a rat and has 25 years veterinarian. Say that? Veterinarian. Being a vet.
Veterinary.
Yeah.
Do you mean veterinary?
No.
Veterinary experience.
No, veterinarian experience.
Veterinarian experience.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Like aquarium.
Right.
He qualified from Liverpool. Liverpool, where the busies are. I'm going there on Thursday.
Yeah.
Liverpool.
Yeah.
In 1996, and he achieved the Royal College Certificate in Zoological Medicine in 2007.
Right.
He's renowned in the veterinary industry and has lectured in the UK and internationally, as well as having numerous articles on exotic topics published in peer-reviewed veterinary journals. He joins from Trinity Vet Centre in Maidstone, and he said, as well as treating dogs, especially greyhounds, cats and small pets like hamsters and guinea pigs, I've always been interested in caring for insects, fish, tortoises, birds, parrots, reptiles and all other exotic pets.
I wonder if he's any good with space aliens.
Why?
Well, we've been invaded by UFOs now, haven't we?
Oh, yeah.
The Americans have been shooting down flying saucers over Canada.
I know. And then what does China say? That they're just looking at the weather, isn't it?
Yeah.
We have to stop buying things from China. Everything. Mm-hmm. I bought something the other day made in China. Everything's made in China.
Yeah.
Except we have things made in Kent on the show next.
We do. But first off, we're going to talk. We're going to talk to Jane. Yeah. Did you see what she did there? Yeah. That's in the business. That's known as a link.
Yeah.
And that's
very good.
In 15 years of doing this show, that's never happened before.
Is it not?
No.
Made in Kent.
Yeah.
We're not normally that good, you see.
So it's a pleasure to welcome onto the Business Funk Show for the very first time the lovely Jane Wren. Jane is from Dymchurch and she's the owner of Long Dog Shops. Jane, welcome. Hello.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to see you. Let's kick off. Where should we start this? Tell us a little bit about Jane. What's your background? And what led you into starting Long Dog?
My background actually isn't in anything to do with Long Dogs. It's in accounts.
Right.
But we moved down to the coast.
From where?
From where?
Who moved from where? Why?
So we moved down to Hythe, first of all, and that's where I got involved with the greyhounds.
Right, okay.
You do. How did you get involved with greyhounds?
I was looking for a job, and I couldn't find a job, so I thought I'll see if there's any rescues or charities that want admin work. Mm-hmm. So I started working voluntarily for a local dog rescue. Greyhound Rescue.
Kent Greyhound Rescue. Yeah, which is a huge charity, isn't it, Kent? Well known.
Yeah. And that's who we raised the money for, me and George.
George, so, when you were doing your couch potato greyhound.
Couch dog to jog dog.
Yeah. Was it couch?
Couch dog to jog dog.
Just try saying that after a couple of whiskies.
We got George and we fostered him and then we failed as a foster.
Oh, so, why did you fail? What you did or
so
George
lovely.
Did? Oh, you failed because you kept him.
Yeah, we kept him. Because we were going away on holiday and I thought, if he's not here and he's gone to a home by the time we get back, then we're going to be very sad. So we said, right, we'll have him.
And then what did you do? You went on holiday and left him.
Yeah.
When you leave him, does he return to Kent Dog Rescue, Kent Greyhound Rescue?
He did then because he was still being fostered.
Yeah.
But now he goes to other people. He's been to stay with Julia.
He has.
And Diamond's been to stay with Julia, who is his niece that we fostered 2 years later.
His niece?
Yeah. Mm. She's actually his niece.
Okay.
Now, is George an ex-racer?
George is, yes.
Okay,
yeah.
And so how old was he when you fostered him?
He was 4 years old. He's now 10.
So wow, that's good age. Yeah.
So how long have you had him? Six years. So basically this whole thing was an accident. Here you are, a bookkeeper.
Yeah.
You've fostered a dog that you've fallen for.
Yeah.
Taken him in, got another one.
So then I was indoors and thinking, what can I do? I know, I used to like to paint. So I bought myself some of these little acrylic pro markers, they're called.
Mm.
And I sat down and I was painting. I painted seagulls and things.
Of which there are many in Dymchurch.
Yeah. And then one morning, it was about 3 a.m, I woke up and I thought, I wonder if anyone has ever painted a David Bowie, Ziggy Stardust greyhound. So I googled it to make sure I didn't copy.
That's the kind of thought you have at 3 a.m, isn't it? I mean, hold on, let's just explore that, because that is exactly the kind of thing that most of us wake up in the middle of the night going, do you know what, I wonder if there's a David Bowie greyhound anywhere. Yeah, right, okay.
So I googled it to make sure I wasn't copying anybody.
Yeah.
And no one had done it. All I could find was a photograph that someone had painted on their dog,
but also hold on, because I need to look at this. You were doing Ziggy Stardust. Yeah.
Not, I love David Bowie.
Yeah, but you didn't do Diamond Dogs then.
Ah, I have done Diamond Dogs since then, because my dog's called Diamond.
Can you show hold one up for us? So I'm confused about this David Bowie.
This is Ziggy Stardust.
Oh, I see. Excellent.
All right.
Beautiful. Oh, that's beautiful.
He's actually on my business card, one of my business cards. That's right. My...
Oh, hang on.
Okay, yeah. So you
well, that's placed with...
You had this brainstorm early in the morning about doing a greyhound in the style of Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah.
Was that just as a painting, as a picture? Is that?
It's actually done with what these pro marker pens.
Right, but that initial idea.
Just on a painting.
You're just doing a painting of it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let's move forward from there. From how you progress from that to your next brainchild.
The next one was Mark Boland.
No, we've got Adaman. Adam Prince Charming.
Okay.
Mr. Greystock.
So, but I'm assuming that you were just doing these as pictures to start with. Yeah.
Yeah. So I joined the Hive Art Society, and I actually sold my Ziggy Stardog original for £20,
right.
Which was so stupid.
Mm.
But obviously. I was very excited that I'd sold my first picture. And then he just seemed to grow. The idea grew. So I put him onto mugs and I put him onto coasters and things.
Right.
And then I thought, wouldn't it be nice to put him on my dog's collar?
Right.
So I found somewhere to get some material printed, got it on there, but then I didn't know how to put the collar together.
Right,
and
okay.
I didn't sew. So I borrowed a sewing machine and I put together what I wanted, but I couldn't make it strong enough.
Yeah.
So, and then it was just a dog walk that we went on one day.
You and George.
Yeah, me, George, Diamond, I think. Maybe, I think she was there.
Diamond was there.
Yeah, and then it was a friend of mine who'd actually, I'd met from eBay, and she'd bought one of my first Ziggy Stardog mugs and coasters. And that's where I met Julia. And I was telling her about my idea, and she said, Steve can make dog collars.
Who's Steve?
That's her husband.
Okay.
Not a new one.
No. No, one she picked up earlier.
Hold on, we're getting confused here. Right.
Well, he is a new one.
So, and then that's how which I'll let Julia tell you all about afterwards, but that's how the dog collars came about.
Right, okay.
And that's how designing my own dog collars
came about. So now explain to us, Jane, what the Long Dog Shop is.
When it came to lockdown, I thought, I'm no good at this painting, Lark, and I'm not making enough money. And what am I going to do? Because I can't do craft fairs anymore or anything like that.
Yep.
So I started to buy in shop-made long dog coats.
Coats, dog coats.
I started up selling it, first on Facebook, and then I made a website. And so I started buying off-the-shelf things to resell.
Yeah.
For your own dogs?
No, to the general public.
So how...
On my website.
So you were buying them cheaply at cost, were you?
Yeah.
And then marking them up?
Yes, I was telling every... I was wholesale. I bought them wholesale.
You buying them wholesale and retailing them. Yeah, absolutely.
So I rang
up
all the companies and said, look, I'm starting up this business. Can I buy them cheap? So I had to buy a whole load.
Yeah.
Mm. And then I had a friend who said to me, why don't you make them yourself? And I said, but I can't sew. I can't do anything like that.
Hmm.
And she said, well, I've got a pattern indoors. She said, it's years old. So she posted it to me. And I thought, oh, I'll give it a go. But then I had to buy a sewing machine.
Right.
So
did you put all this down on your business? The cost of the sewing machine goes on your business? Did you do all that?
Yeah, because I used to
Because you're a bookkeeper.
I do my accounts every single day.
Great.
Every time it comes out, it does. Good. It's done every day. So when it comes to April, I can go. But, so where was I?
Yeah, so you bought a sewing machine and you had an ancient pattern for a dog coat.
Yeah. So I sort of made it up as I went along, and eventually I've got to what I can make now.
Right, okay.
And Julia managed to get the my designs onto ribbon as well as material. So the ribbon can be sewn on round the fleece, round the collar, round the
right,
belt.
Okay, get it, yep.
So we can be all matching and coordinating.
Wow.
Also, it gets my designs onto the fleeces as well.
Right.
So people, when they buy one of my fleeces, that they're just the one-offs or...
Right. So
they can only get them from me.
Okay. So let me understand this. So you're buying in fleeces wholesale and then adding...
No, I'm making my own now.
You're making everything yourself?
Yeah. With a sewing machine.
Yeah. You know? Everything myself.
Okay, cool.
So, and I make raincoats now. And,
right.
And I can put my designs onto the raincoats. And I buy fleece.
Right.
In all different colours and... designs.
And are you custom making them? You know, yeah. So if I so I got a dog called Katia. She's not a greyhound. Yeah,
yeah.
She's like a lurcher cross. She's lovely.
Oh, she's a lurcher. She's a lurcher got, shape. I'm only good at those
yeah.
shapes.
Yeah, yeah, she's got a little whiskery face. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if I said, you know, I want a thing that says Katia on it in the, or something like that, could you? Is that what you do, or how do you do it? Explain
I
to me.
I
how...
do the letters, but I could. Probably get the name put onto material
right.
and then sew it on somewhere. But someone recently said to me, can you make a Superman? Well, actually a dog.
Super dog.
And said, I want to be Super Dog. So I said to him, okay then, ask your mum and I will make you one.
Right.
If your mum will
this
let
is
you.
A human mum, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Not yeah. a greyhound mum.
No, don't think he asked his greyhound mum because she didn't have any money. But... so I made him a Superman
right.
outfit.
Oh, fantastic.
And now I've sold quite a few of those. So now people are asking for Batman, and I've made Wonder Woman, and I've made Christmas ones.
Wow.
So we've got Christmas puddings and elves and Santa Claus, and I've made Hungry Caterpillars. So I hung all the little boots along the edge, bumblebees, ladybirds, butterflies.
Wow.
Fantastic.
It is a definite thing that I until I had a greyhound, obviously, my border collies never had coats or any accessories.
No, they're so thin skinned
yeah,
that
they need a
they
coat.
Need it,
and
so
in winter, they need pyjamas, don't they?
Yes.
Even.
I'm going into legs very soon. I've bought a pattern now, or patterns now, that you can put legs in.
Mm.
I've just been so busy that...
Just making coats. And so do the two of you work together? Or you seems like you're a little team.
Well,
two of you.
Well,
not necessarily, because we live so far apart, but we do.
Well, let's hear from Julia now.
Yeah.
Julia Hayes.
she can get a word in.
Yeah. Julia is a pink, little pink dog.
Little pink dog.
Yeah. So, tell us. I don't know where to start with this. Tell us what you do, and then tell us how you met. Jane, and then how you started to work together.
I will. I'll say hello first, and please excuse my froggy throat. I've got a bit of a frog today.
Right.
I am a registered nurse by trade.
Right. Oh, that's very handy.
Mm-hmm.
We always need a nurse in the studio, don't we, Paul?
Yeah, we certainly do.
We've always got ailments.
Well, I hope you don't need my other profession as a midwife.
No, I think
I thought she was looking a bit chubby.
Yeah, beyond that, yeah.
So I've been working... for quite some years now as a nurse in a prison on agency.
Right.
And when the pandemic came up, it seems to be a bit of a common...
Did you say in the prison?
Yes.
Oh, is that Sheppy?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
It could be.
Because one of my dog-walking ladies, and I don't know...
She's in prison in Sheppy?
No, but she's a psychiatrist on Sheppy.
Oh,
I'll have to put
okay.
you together. She's got a little rescue dog as well.
I'm just about to launch a business in Sheerness.
Oh, you know.
Mm. Mm-hmm. At the Dockyard Church. Anyway,
I'm sure you'll tell us all.
Yeah. Anyway, we're more interested in you at the moment,
okay,
Julia.
So you're nursing for prisoners?
Yes, basically.
They got? Did they have Rolf Harris on there, or is he?
not where I was working.
Okay. I think he could help with your artwork. Just as a suggestion.
I see what you did there. Anyway,
you know
we should move on from that.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll get there eventually, Julia, with the stupid questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're working in the prison service as a nurse and
that's
a midwife.
Right. Well, not as a midwife in the men's prison, but
you never know nowadays.
So quite happily doing that, and then along came the pandemic, as we say, the common denominator here. We had met before the lockdown, obviously, that would have been wrong. We met with Jane totally coincidental. We were meeting a friend and she said, well, I'm meeting a friend for a dog walk, let's all get together. So we went for the dog walk and there we met Jane. And I think you were very despondent that day and you were worried about getting these collars made. And this is where Steve comes in, my husband, Steve. He is, in my eyes, he can do anything.
Right.
And we were walking along and just chatting about collars, and he's got a sewing machine and he's got an embroidery machine.
Wow.
And will turn his hand to most things.
Did he just happen to have these things hanging around, or is it something he does?
Oh, no, he had an embroidery machine and a sewing machine that did embroidery as well.
He must have had an amazing mother.
Yes, and I think he was made redundant when we first met, and he was a machine operator.
Right, okay.
I don't know how he got into having an embroidery machine, but it was a case of, well, it's only like operating a machine in the factory, so, well, I'll give it a go. Hmm. So he got into doing some embroidery, but that never really took off, whether it was because I didn't do much in the social media side of things, or I don't know. But it was just trundling along in the background whilst working the prison. Anyway, I said, you've got a sewing machine. I'm sure you can make a collar. Famous words. And Steve said, well, of course, I'll give it a go. Yes, you promised I'll do all these things. I'll give it a go. So Jane then arranged to get some bits and pieces. She had some of the hardware and some of the material already made. So we had that. He played around with it, practiced. Didn't have a clue how to make it. Lots of YouTube videos and seeing how other people made them and taking apart collars we had, and eventually came up with a few prototypes that Jane was really happy with. And it went from there. We started with Jane's design, the Ziggy Star Dog, which has always been the most popular design. And then we introduced slowly other of Jane's designs, which I'm sure Jane will tell you more about in a minute. And the relationship started.
Right.
And we're forever sort of little message, have you got this on ribbon? Can you get this with a different colour black background on ribbon or on fabric? And I'm thinking of doing Union Jack fleeces for the Jubilee and for the, here's a fleece.
Because presumably it's got to be quite robust, doesn't it? You know, you've got to have it, dogs go in the sea and run around. So you've got to have quite a robust one. And also greyhounds are renowned for slipping their collars, aren't they? Do you have a little hook on?
Well, the greyhounds and the sighthounds, they have smaller heads and slim necks. They have, they're called a martingale collar, which has an extra loop at the front, which if the dog pulls, the loop pulls and it closes the collar down. I think you thought
that. Can you demonstrate that again, Jane? That's lovely.
Okay,
Okay, so it's a bit like a horse with a martingale.
Yeah, so it's designed for, it obviously wasn't our design. These have been made in various types and styles.
Designed for Houdini and escapologists.
We've had dogs that just will get out of the collars they don't tighten down, and their heads will just slip out of them. I mean, for example, there's one here that doesn't have that on it, which is just a house collar.
Yeah.
If you put that on a dog that pulls and backs out, they will get out of it, even, no matter how tight you have it.
My Darcy is an expert at, if she's bored, she will chew through her lead and escape and go to the local cafe. If I'm having one of my dog walk chats, as you do with other dog walkers, she will chew through the lead unnoticed and they'll find her in the local cafe.
Naughty girl. Well, is now the right time to give you the present we brought for her?
I would love a present for Darcy. Darcy would love a present.
It's been handmade especially for Darcy by Uncle Steve. And with Jane's other super duper selling design.
Oh, wow.
And it's all, because I'm trying to video as well. It's all too much for me. Oh, lovely. It's all wrapped up for Darcy and beautiful. Thank you.
While she's videoing that, Julia, so you're making, you and Steve are making these collars.
I don't make them.
Right.
Once Steve has started making these and learnt now how to make all the styles. It's been longer than lockdown, 3 years now. So we've introduced many other different designs and we have our own fabric printed of or designs I can make up on Photoshop. Other artists have their work on our collars as well.
No. So we're waiting for a Banksy one next.
Oh, well, there you go. If you're out there, Banksy, get in contact.
So what I'm getting at is you kind of started with this in collaboration with Jane.
Yes.
Are you supplying all your collars through Jane, or do you have a distribution network? Do you have your own online shop?
No, we have our own online shop as well. That's littlepinkdog.co.uk.
Right.
We're on Facebook as Little Pink Dog Collars. But Steve has shops on Etsy and eBay,
right?
And they go all over the world,
right?
I think some of the recent ones we've had for Australia. The trouble is with the postal problems that getting out of the country at the minute is not
right.
It's not easy,
right?
But no, we do equally across the three shops, I believe.
Fantastic.
And personal recommendation of people that come back to us, and of course with Jane dropping us a message, could you please do me a Ziggy? And we do them to measure, so we don't keep a big stock of them.
Right.
So they are...
Yeah, they're made to order. Yeah, okay. So coming back to Jane, have you had any more 3 a.m. blinding visions?
No, but...
Not yet.
Hold up that, because that looks amazing. Actually, what are these?
These are like all the 40mm.
Your prototype.
Yes. So that's all the 40mm.
Wow.
Ribbon. So that's Ziggy's Scar Dog, because it's black and white check. So that's my George. That's Comedy George.
Oh, so he's famous with his lovely white blaze across his nose. Mm-hmm. Muzzle. Oh, that was a matching collar.
That's what the fabric looks like.
I mean, this is what every dog needs to be. You know, every top dog needs to be. Yeah. Do you ever supply for the racing dogs? Have you got any?
I have done some for the racing dogs, and I did the iron on their racing name across the back.
Okay, yeah.
And also, there's a little dog that someone from the Yorkshire Falconry contacted me, and they've got a little whippet. So I made all its work coats. So they've got the fleeces, and then it's got Yorkshire Falconry written on the back. So
now
she can go to work.
Right.
With her with the branding on. Mm. The long dog is not just a greyhound or a whippet or a lurcher, because we have Dachshunds. And actually, that's a long back. And now my Darcy on her 5K jog with the new husband was actually beaten by a Dachshund.
So quick.
Was beaten by a Dachshund.
Yeah.
Who's got legs which are about 3 inches tall.
They do go so quick.
They're very, very fast, because they're a bit like hunting dogs.
I was going to ask what constitutes a long dog.
It's more like sight hounds as well. So right. There's lots of different sight hounds.
Right.
And long dogs, like Salukis.
But what is it that makes them long dogs?
It's their back.
Yeah. Their backs.
You're talking about their back, because you're making specialist.
Well, people do call
coats.
Them long dogs, but I don't think it's an actual. It's
I think
the
long
same,
dog
isn't
is.
It?
A lurcher is a sight hound crossed with a non sight hound, so that's a hunting dog that hunts with the sight, so deerhound, Salukis, whippets.
And is it Dachshunds are hounds.
And they're meant for going down little holes, aren't they, Dachshunds?
Right, right. But what I'm trying to get at here is you're making coats and things and collars for them.
I just called it the long dog shop.
Yeah, yeah. But
novelty.
I mean, that implies that there's lots of dogs that it just doesn't work for. Is that true, or would they fit any old dog?
I've made them now for Rottweilers of the same shape.
Right.
So what about a Labrador? That would be too tabby.
I have made a Labrador.
Have you?
I've
never seen a thin Labrador.
The
have
neck
you?
Off. No, I left the neck off.
Okay.
So it went round its neck.
Yeah.
So, because I put polo necks on them, but I just took the neck off. And
because the polo necks are lovely, aren't they, to keep them a bit more snug. Yeah. I've got a Fair Isle jumper for Darcy that I bought from, is it the something Whippet Company? The Trendy Whippet Company?
Yeah.
A little Fair Isle jumper, and that's got a roll neck. It's really nice. And we call that our pub one. So she doesn't wear it on walks. She wears it for lounging in the pub.
I saw a picture of your dog with a hat on the other day as well.
Yeah, well, that was actually...
Keep hats on.
No, that was actually my son Shay's hat
right.
that we just put on for a laugh.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's not.
You were just torturing the dog. Yeah, okay.
But you can get greyhound hats. I've seen them with pom poms. Yeah.
They do, as have got them, but they don't like them.
No.
They don't like their ears being covered up.
No.
Because when you put that on.
In fact, Darcy hates her ears being touched. And you know, they have, an imprint in their
tattoo.
Ear. Tattoo, thank you. And I wonder if that's a memory, because she hates her ears. Mm. She likes her ears stroked gently, yeah. But if you touch her ear, she doesn't like it at all. And I wonder if it's a little memory.
Cool. A fascinating story, starting with an early morning flash of inspiration, and ending up with Steve being a jack of all trades and putting stuff together.
So is Steve still doing this now? Steve, just his full-time job now?
Yeah, this is Steve's full-time work now. I don't
do that's lovely.
Machines.
Blimey, that's pink.
Oh, I'm going to order one of those for Darcy. That's lovely. Because Darcy does wear a lot of pink. She likes pink.
Jules, if you open your parcel, you'll see that there's something in there that might match that coat.
But should I open the parcel without Darcy?
No, open the parcel.
Don't you think Darcy might be upset?
Well, maybe. You can rewrap it for her.
Okay, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open the parcel when we're off air and you can video it, because I cannot open and video at the same time, as clever as I am. But very exciting.
Do you want me to video it while you're opening it?
Well,
I'll
tell you what, Jane can video it, can't she? Because she's quite near me. Let me just get rid of this one and tweet it out. Because you are live on Twitter now, you two.
And,
what I love, Paul Andrews, about these two, and of course, lovely Steve, is that it's the collaboration of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Isn't that lovely how they've done it?
Yeah. Well, while you're fiddling about with doing that, because we're fast running out of time, these ladies who were worrying at the start of this show that they wouldn't have anything to say have now been talking for 3.5 hours or something like
that.
It's only a 2-hour show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, look, Paul Andrews.
Ah, look at that.
Oh, I'd like to wear that.
Yeah, I can't hear you. You're not speaking into the mic.
I'd like to wear that.
I'm sure we could make a collar for you.
I think Uncle Steve can make you one.
Oh, look at it. It's a Darcy, and he or she... is sniffing air.
That's what it's called. It's called just sniffing.
Oh, that is absolutely lovely. I'm just looking at here. It says the branding, little pink dog collars. That's beautiful. I shall be wearing that on the way home. And then the next one, which is all lovely, thank you, and wrapped up and gorgeous. I should have saved this. Normally, if I wasn't being videoed and in a rush, I'd have saved this and wrapped up something. Oh, look, with a match. Oh, that's so lovely. Thank you.
Was that the lead?
Yeah.
For a you. Matching lead.
I'll put you on that later, Paul Andrews.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's lovely. And look at that catch. That's a good catch.
Maybe Darcy might like to wear it and come to Greyfest in August.
Yeah, she would love to. Mm. Thank you very much.
I'll tell you all about that.
I will see you. Yeah, tell us about Greyfest.
Shall I tell you about Greyfest now?
Yeah. But you're going to have to do it quickly, though, Julia, because we're running out of time.
Anybody who's interested, has a sight hound and their friends, other dogs, we have Greyfest. Look us up on Facebook. It's 19th and 20th of August. We're having it in Faversham this year. And it's a big dog show, basically. We usually have music and food. And we also look on the lookout for people who'd like to sell their wares doggy-related there.
Fantastic.
So get in contact with me.
Fantastic. Ladies, it's been absolutely fascinating hearing from you. And the amount of creativity that have gone into this is brilliant.
Before you disappear and send us home, because you said when you got bored you were going to cut us off. if anybody is interested, both Jane and I, for both of our shops, we've put a discount code for your listeners,
okay,
which is B Bunker, so B Bravo Bunker.
See what they did there? Yeah.
I do. Well done. So tell us your websites, both of you, so that all of our listeners can pile in there, type in B Bunker and get their discounts.
Right, so mine's www.thelongdogshop.com.
Fantastic. And Julia?
And mine is as simple as www.littlepinkdog.co.uk. And with our code, it's 10% discount and free shipping.
Fantastic. So do participate in that, all of you dog owners out there. Both of those website links are actually on the Kent Business Radio website already. So if you didn't get to write those down, if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk, they're on the homepage and you can find them there. But for the moment, Jane and Julia, thank you so much.
Thank you for having
thank
us.
Thank you very much.
Absolute pleasure. I love it.
You're going to have to get Cassie one now.
Ziggy Greyhound.
When is Cassia's birthday? Cassia's birthday.
Cassia.
Yeah, Cassia's birthday. Know.
Well, these Who's are all Cassia? Breeds as well. So.
This is so beautiful, isn't it?
Do you mean, are you talking about my dog or are you talking about Terry's dog, Cassie?
Your dog. No,
my dog's Katia.
Yeah, I'm amazed. Terry.
It's not my dog either. It's
Terry
dog.
Hasn't tweeted in about his.
Yeah, must be busy.
Casey K9 on the Twitter. You'll see her, him. He journeys around Kent in various pubs and restaurants and documents.
The greyhound.
Yeah, he's a lovely greyhound, and they've started off fostering as well.
Yeah. Mm.
Also, I was going to say to Adrian
Kearney,
who is he is a pet. What is he?
Transporter. So
if you can't get your dog or your boa constrictor or any parrot,
or your parrot called Samson,
yeah, he will take it to the vets for you. And he's based in Kent. So I tried to get him on this show, but he was taking a boa constrictor somewhere. But he's going to come on in the future.
Yeah,
he's a good one, and he's what's his Twitter handle?
AK Pet Services.
AK Pet Services is another one for you to follow.
Was he tight for time?
He was, constricted, with his boa constrictor. But he would be a good person as well. And of course, we had a vet, didn't we, with exotic
Pentland vets. Yeah. Right, we need to catch up on some of the stuff that's been going on here.
Yeah.
KO Digital have got a digital review on the 16th of February at Canterbury Christchurch University. KO Digital are publishing their review into the digital strategies of the fastest growing companies in the southeast. The event is aimed at business owners and marketers to learn how to grow a business online. The seminar will cover three key areas: headline findings on what the fastest growing companies in the southeast are doing and not doing online, what business tools should SMEs look out for in the future, and a business growth panel discussion. It's free to attend this event, and if you'd like to find out more or book your free tickets to the KO Digital Review, kentbusinessradio.co.uk/calendar, and all the details can be found there.
Smashing. And we have a Seven Oaks Chamber, another one, this month's networking at the Knoll Park with a K-N-O-L-E.
Oh, that's networking, isn't it?
Yeah, Cannoli Park, I call
Knoll Park, yeah.
And the event welcomes local businesses and individuals. See, this would be good for greyhound businesses as well, and collars and things. They network face-to-face, offering an opportunity to build valuable business relationships while enjoying a lovely walk and talk. I don't know if dogs are allowed, but you can always ask. The walk will take around an hour with lunch provided by Thackeray Williams Solicitors. It's February the 24th, which is my son Josh's birthday, and I'll be in Dubai, at Knoll Park, 10:30 to 12. And we have another one from the Seven Oaks team. They say, join us for International Women's Day this March. It's at the Batten Ball Centre, I like it there, which is Crampton's Road in Seven Oaks. It's Wednesday the 8th of March, and it's 12 to 3:30. You can find all details at kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Put a little /calendar.
Fantastic.
Paul Andrews.
Right. The Battle of Britain Memorial at Westmorling on our Spring Sunday Talks continue on Sunday the 5th of March with a presentation from Adam Fraser and Catherine Tappenden of Arcadis. Adam and Catherine will deliver a presentation on the record-breaking world flight from Lim to Cairo in June 1919 by a young Canadian RAF pilot, Harry Yates. Yates needed to deliver Harry St. John Philby, the father of the famous spy Kim Philby, to Egypt so that he could negotiate a peace treaty between warring Arab tribes. Flying in a massive Handley Page 400, he left Lim on the 21st of June and arrived in Cairo on the 26th. So you can find out all about that by going to the Battle of Britain Memorial talk on Sunday the 5th of March, and that's taking place at the memorial at Capel Le Fern in Folkestone at 2:30 p.m. And you can book your tickets by emailing inquiries@battleofbritainmemorial.org.
And we have... sorry, I've just been tweeted there.
You're getting all distracted, aren't you? Yeah. You're playing with dog collars and leads, aren't you?
We have Age...
She's trying it on, listeners. She's got it around her neck at the moment like a choker.
And the lead is so beautiful. It's beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Darcy's going to be modelling it later. Age UK Medway. She's going to take that to Liverpool. That'd be lovely, won't it? Yeah. Modelling in Liverpool by the Mersey. Age UK Medway are pleased to share with the local community that they will be shortly entering into a long lease for a significant building in Royal Pier Road, which is in Gravesend in Kent. It's known locally as the Clarendon Royal Hotel. Wow, so they're moving into the Clarendon Royal.
They are. If you read all of it, it's quite an interesting thing they're doing.
Yeah, it is. To expand its service provision, they're doing this. And they want to offer a broad range of services and care to help reach a larger and more diverse community to achieve life's fullness. Over the coming months, the hotel will undergo a gradual change from its traditional use to become a thriving community hub, incorporating extra care housing for over 55s with an existing or anticipated care need, valuable respite bed places which will be used to help ease bed blocking. Ah, so they're turning a hotel into really a sort of...
A respite community care centre.
Like a nursing home, really.
Yeah, kind of, but it's much more than that.
Convalescence.
It's all kind of things. It's apartments, it's a respite care, it's longer-term care.
Amazing.
It's a really, really clever project.
It's going to have a thriving hub of activities on the ground floor for the residents and also non-resident local communities. Age UK Medway intend to celebrate and preserve the valuable position that the Clarendon Royal Hotel has held in the local community for over 100 years and further enhance this through their new scheme, honouring the legacy of the Clarendon building and securing it as the heart of its local community in a new and effective way. And when the community hub is fully operational, Age UK Medway will be employing around 50 people and offering lots of opportunities to the community for volunteering, work placements for those in education and potentially additional apprenticeships. A new scheme will allow the charity to reach even more people through its well-established services mirrored in the Clarendon Royal community. And they'll also welcome a new group of beneficiaries in the area. So they're going to have safe, stylish and suitable accommodation which will support their needs now and as those needs increase through later life. Mm-hmm. Age UK Medway are envisaging a thriving community space which meets a range of needs and importantly helps integrate diverse communities under one roof through common need, common interest and a common zest for life. This is amazing. Mm. So for more info, you can find out by going to www.ageuk.org.uk, /Medway. So that's ageuk.org.uk/Medway. And that's at the Clarendon Royal Hotel. Amazing, amazing change for a hospitality and hotel there.
You were mentioning Martin Reeves, and he's just tweeted.
Martin Reeves and the Vandellas.
Yeah, Martin has just tweeted, just got in from a busy morning running errands for my mum and now back out with my kids. So I'm going to catch up with the Business Bunker show later. Well, please do, Martin. Jules gave you a big shout out earlier as well. So do that.
And the lovely nurse Liz, who listens in Pennsylvania, has said what a lovely Valentine's present for Darcy. She's seen the video of me unwrapping.
Fantastic. I'm trying to catch up with all your videos that you've posted.
Jane, what are you asking me to say? Oh, so we have another website here, which is part of Jane Wren Art, is her art. And it's www.redbubble.com/shop Jane Wren Art. And you can join her, of course, on Facebook and on Instagram and all the other things and visit Redbubble Shop, where all of Jane's designs are available and they're lovely.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and there's a picture of George Ziggy. George Ziggy Bowie. Stardust.
Ziggy Stardog.
Yeah. Oh, I'm waiting for a Mark Bolan one as well. I think, you know, you could do the whole 70s, you know. Who else could we have? Elton John with the big glasses.
Freddie Mercury, but didn't.
As a dog, it didn't work. And yeah, he's quite dog-like to watch, you know, very handsome sort of dog.
It was getting it all into that small space.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of man there, Freddie Mercury.
It has to be something outstanding on their face.
Yeah, which Ziggy, of course, has. Mm. And
Prince Charming.
May I keep that?
Yes.
So Adamant is Prince Charming. Yeah. I'm going to... and
because he's got the strap.
Which ones are you holding up there?
That's Prince Charming.
Okay. You're going to have to get your dog one of these, Paul Andrews. I mean, Amanda would love that as a present, wouldn't
I'm
she?
Sure. Right, anyway, we're fast running out of time and I've got a lot of stuff to cover and we can't keep looking at your fantastic dog collars all day. Despite the fact that we'd like to. The Taste of Kent Awards, nominations are open for the Taste of Kent Awards. This is open to any food and drink business in Kent. The awards have been refined into three key areas: Product Taste Awards, Hospitality and Retail Awards, and Business Awards. To find out more and to apply, tasteofkentawards.co.uk/awards.
I haven't got anything else to read. I've read.
That's why you're messing about over there, because
I've done it all.
No, you haven't. You haven't done it all. Jane did it for you.
Oh yeah, she did it very beautifully. I mean, you know, when I'm off in Dubai, you can hook her in.
Exactly.
I'll get used to it now.
Yeah. There'll be a lot of dog comments.
Yeah. The Rye Fund winners meet. The latest round of grants made by the Rye Fund was celebrated at the Town Hall on January the 25th. Representatives of award-winning voluntary organisations were welcomed by Charles Bronsden, chairman of the Rye Fund local panel. As in previous years, the annual sum of £10,000 has been made available from the fund to meet local needs in Ryan District. The evening provided the opportunity for volunteers working for local charitable enterprises to share their experiences. If you would like to give them support to the Rye Fund, drop them an email at info@sussexgiving.org.uk and put the Rye Fund in the topic line. Or is it just me working now?
Yeah, I've done it. Well, I'm thinking about having a biscuit, you know, now.
Having a bonio. She's going to have a bonio. After a major refurbishment, Rye Library is open once again, and what a difference. The library's been transformed. Gone are the old ex-Woolworths windows, replaced with smart new windows, more in keeping with the high street. And as you walk inside, the first thing you notice is how light and welcoming it is now. And the new carpeting just brings it all together. The library opening times are 10 till 5 on Monday, Tuesday and Thursday and Friday, and Wednesdays 10 till 1. On Saturday it opens at 10 till 4 and it's closed on Sundays. That's the Rye Library. High Street, yeah.
I remember that. I come from Rye.
Oh, do you? Mm. Yeah. It's the old Rye. It's the old Woolworths building that they've refurbished. Yeah,
that's good.
The Evening Standard SME Expo supporting the Scale Up community. Building on the success of the launch event, the Evening Standards SME Expo is taking place on the 25th and 26th of April at Excel London. Once again, invites founders, entrepreneurs and business leaders to attend an action-filled two-day program and exhibition connecting the scale-up community and a vital part of the UK economy. So do check that out. That's April the 25th and the 26th at the Excel in London. Canterbury Christchurch University have opened a mediation clinic which helps support Kent businesses. The mediation clinic, run by Canterbury Christchurch University, has increased its offer to Kent businesses by appointing Jeremy Ferris to its panel of mediators. Jeremy is an accredited Centre for Effective Dispute Resolution mediator and a partner with Canterbury law firm Furley Page. His appointment takes the number of accredited civil and commercial mediators up to 9, as the clinic expects activity to increase as Kent businesses feel the pinch of the economy. The clinic has been operating since 2007, was the first of its kind based in a UK university, and provides professional dispute resolution services that cover commercial and workplace disputes.
Lovely having you do it all when I've
been. They're all sat here with their feet on the desks.
I am actually tweeting out a picture of the lovely collar to Nurse Liz, who's in Pennsylvania.
Mm. Cool.
She's an avid listener in America.
There's Medway Business Grants. Partners for Growth is a Medway Council scheme. It provides grants for small to medium-sized enterprises and businesses in Medway that are looking to take their growth to the next stage. The scheme is available to Medway residents who are thinking of setting up a business, looking to further grow their businesses, looking to make their businesses more environmentally sustainable. And you can find out more by going to www.medway.gov.uk/PFG grant. News on two community workspaces coming soon. both opening in spring 2023. You can follow the Island Works on Twitter, which is a new community workspace at the Dockyard Church in Sheerness, and that's opening in spring. And likewise, opening in the spring is Trading Post Tenterton, which is four large business units, one of which is a community workspace, three of which are available as office units, again, opening fairly soon. There's presents passing backwards and forwards now.
This is a Romney Sands pool. You know where Romney Sands is?
Yeah, yeah.
We've got lots of listeners in Romney.
Yeah, yeah.
Hello
brought
to you.
That in for you for, because I know you like the beach.
I do, and I also love a mug. And a coaster.
So that's good.
Right.
And I'm guessing that's what's in here. It might be a very small dog, of course, a puppy.
Or it might be part of the beach.
Yeah. It's designed and handmade by Jane Wren Art, and you can find her on www.thelongdogshop.com.
Fantastic.
And I'm going to open it while you rattle on.
Well, I'm just wanting to ask Jane, are you still doing artwork as well?
Yes, yeah. That's what this red bubble is.
Yeah, I just read out the red bubble, Paul Andrews. Oh, look.
Load it up to Redbubble, which is a platform.
Right, okay.
And then they put everything on.
Thank you, Julia.
This is lovely.
Right.
See this? That's my artwork.
Oh, right.
Put it onto phone covers.
Jane's shown me a mobile phone cover with it on.
Look at this mug.
I know. It's fantastic, isn't it?
You want one? And look, I've got a little coaster. So I'm wondering now, did you paint this and then you get it on a mug?
Yeah.
So really clever.
See cool. That phone cover? That's a red bubble.
She's even got phone covers.
Yeah, I know, everything. It's
so
brilliant.
You could have a whole,
We've got dresses, haven't
we? We could have a business
I've got
bunker.
A top. Oh,
yes.
You've got a top.
Got a top. Yeah. I didn't wear it.
They thought you'd wear your T-shirt.
Right. Anyway, I've got to stop you now because we've reached the end of the show.
Yeah.
I want to say a huge thank you to all of our guests today. Delia Goldsby of Motor Point and their event coming up at Parkwood in Maidstone shortly for EVs. To the lovely Jane Wren of the Long Dog Shop. The equally lovely Julia Hayes. Yeah. Of little pink dog collars.
Yes.
Yep.
And they're not all pink, of course.
No.
They can be yellow.
They can be made out of whatever you want. Right.
Well, thank you for that. My stonkingly gorgeous co-host, who's now about to leave me for 2 weeks again.
Yeah, I'll send you some pictures.
No, thank you, Jules. We'll be back with another show next week. Thank you to everybody that tweeted and emailed in. Enjoy your week, everybody. I hope you're all going to have a very romantic Valentine's evening this evening. And we'll be back with another show next week. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. The Business Bunker with Paul Andrews. This is Channel 2.